Hello, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to stop and listen to God together. First, let's listen to the Bible. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11. Wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time. Oscar Wilde wrote, "The best way to appreciate your job is to imagine yourself without one." That seems to summarise a lot of people's thinking about work. Work is seen as something bad which needs to be avoided if at all possible. And if it can't be avoided immediately, then one should aim to retire as soon as possible. This thinking is in complete contrast with Proverbs, where work is seen as something inherently good. It is worklessness and laziness which are to be avoided at all costs. It's interesting that the writer of Proverbs refers to get-rich-quick schemes. This all sounds very modern, doesn't it? But the fact is that throughout the whole of history, people have wanted to find shortcuts to wealth. There's nothing new about laziness. God wants us to work hard because it not only provides for our needs and those around us, but also enables us to bless others with the gifts that God has given to us. We have all been given the ability to enhance the lives of people around us, and God looks to us to work hard at doing so. The Apostle Paul wrote, "So let's not grow tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we'll reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." Over the years, I've been particularly blessed by the way in which I've seen retired people working hard for God. At a time when they have had no pressure upon them to earn money, they wanted to make sure that they were still being productive for God. I've been inspired by their example. Working hard is good at any time of life, but it needs to be added, working too hard is never what God intends. Overwork causes tension and pressure that is not God's desire. Whatever our age, we need to find a balance between the work that God calls us to do, times of leisure and refreshment, which allow us to continue to serve him with confidence and enthusiasm. I'm sure Oscar Wilde was wrong. The best way to appreciate your job is, in fact, to do it with all your heart and to thank God for it. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the blessing of work. We pray today for your blessing on those who struggle to find work or who find their work difficult. Amen. Thanks for listening, and may God bless you. I hope you have a great day. And will you join me for more Be Still and Know every day here on Premier Radio.